What is up, guys? I'm your host, Sean Flack 2.0, coming at you with another episode of the Dad's Like podcast. We just got done doing our before the show episode for the patrons, so go ahead and check that out. But before we talk about that, let's go ahead and introduce our host here via satellite. To the above me, we got Sensei John. Sensei John, say what's up.
What is up? What it does, cuz.
Goodness gracious. Right next to him over here, category to me, is going to be Mr. Crinley. Mr. Crinley, what is up?
What's up? How's everybody doing?
And of course, right next to me here, by my side, you got Njord. God, Njord, say what's up.
Njord, say what's up.
Okay, we got a pretty good show for you. I think we kind of started off the today's session with a really good Patreon session talking about some stuff, so go ahead and check that out. If you aren't a patron, you can go ahead and check out shadowpackwest.com. We have a link to our patronage page or Patreon page. There you can start your patronage as little as a dollar a month, especially if you like what you see, you kind of want to invest and kind of keep us going. If not, always liking, subscribing, sharing, and obviously Njord always talks about commenting. If you can do any of that to our page, that's going to definitely help us out. But again, you want to help push us further, go ahead and check out shadowpackwest.com for that link to that Patreon page. Today, we do got a really good show. We did talk about what we talked about last week, was being a little bit more lighthearted. We wanted to talk about something a little bit more deep, a little bit more taboo-ish. And Njord had brought the topic to the table. So we'll be talking about, in this episode, men's physical health. Before we get started about that, we kind of talked about it, but does anybody want to do any, shout outs or anything like that before we get started?
Yeah, I would definitely like to. I don't remember if I've mentioned anything on air yet or not, but my mom is actually was diagnosed a little while ago with breast cancer, and we've been dealing with that here in Njord residence, right? The big thing about it though is she goes in on Tuesday to have a double mastectomy, and then from there she starts the 6-month rehabilitation chemotherapy sessions. So if y'all who are watching this are the praying kind, or believe in something bigger, please think about Njord God's mom. You know, Tuesday, I don't know, this video might go out after that, but if you're seeing this, just pray for a speedy recovery. Hopefully they get everything. It's hit kind of hard close to home. You know, my grandmother on my father's side, she passed away from breast cancer about 4 or 5 years ago, so it's a little scary for us over here. So, like I said, please pray, keep us in your thoughts.
Thank you, Sensei. Take it away, you got some.
First, I want to give a shout out to your mom. She's a strong woman.
Facts.
She raised a good son.
She's pretty damn good spirits too, because we just had our family dinner night. Guess what? Remember this challenge we've been supposed to be doing all month long? Yeah. So we got done with our family dinner night tonight, and you know, she's throwing out the cancer card left and right, just having fun with it, joking around. She got herself a new recliner for the recovery and all that jazz. I'm like, what, is that your cancer chair? She goes, it's definitely my cancer chair. You know, just having fun with it, keeping her spirits up, and she is a remarkable woman, 100%.
A shout out to her, but also shout out to you.
Yeah.
You know? Thanks, we're with you, my brother.
Appreciate that.
I know this is something that we probably, none of us never have gone through. But we see you in good spirits, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you being here. And first off, not leaving out our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the God who is above all our lives. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us. Shout out to him or it.
Friendly, you got anything you want to add?
I don't think I have anything really to top that. Piggyback off of his shout out, you know, to the good Lord. We went to the zoo today, and it was like just seeing all the fascinating creations of that were pretty awesome.
God is made, huh?
So, you know, same thing. Shout out to your moms. You know, you talked about her a lot extensively in previous episodes about how she kind of, you know, molded you who you are. And me personally, I've been, you know, one of your friends. You've been one of my closest friends here the last 3 years. So I know what type of person you are. And I want to say thank you for being the person that you are and doing this whole content creating journey with me. But obviously that goes back to how you were raised. So, you know, like you said, you know, you my brother from another mother. And so that's my mom's too. So, you know, like you said, let's put those positive vibes and those positive, you know, universal vibes, the mana, the, you know, whatever you guys, you know, you viewers out there, whatever you guys believe in. You know, let's send all our positive vibes we can to moms and you know, like I said, pray for that speedy recovery.
Appreciate this.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to kind of segue into that, but we are going to be...
Here, let me segue into it then, because I'm the one who brought it up. So, guess what, guys? How is everybody doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good.
I'm doing
good.
Fantastic.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because I'm going to ask, what...
Come on, Curly.
That's what Sean... Oh, there we go.
What is in your cup? Oh, hold on. All right. Thank you.
What is in your cup?
What is in your cup?
I don't hear no ice clanking back there, Cranley.
I don't have no ice clank.
Oh, it just went in my lap.
What is in your lap? Pause.
What is in your lap?
Ooh, that was a little cold. Ooh, that was a little cold.
That's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, who wants to go first?
You going first, Flack, tonight. Tonight, you going first.
Okay. You know, I had to bring it back. You know what I'm saying? I got kind of like a little hyphy those last couple episodes. You know what I'm saying? You got a little hyphy out there with those last couple episodes. You know, I had that alcoholic cider I had, then I had that fizz drink, you know what I'm saying? You want to see what I had the last couple of episodes, check those out. But I did have to ring myself in. What am I drinking tonight? I got my strawberry mango sparkling water. That's what I got. Okay. Unsweetened.
Heck yeah.
That's some shit did you drink by the spa. You know what I mean?
I'm hanging out with the fellas, so, you know, I'm kicking it, yeah.
I go to the spa with my partners too, though. I ain't gonna lie.
See you occasionally reach up, pour some more water on the rocks.
Hey, if we go like up to if we go to a guy's trip, it's a few of us that's gonna go get a massage, go to the spa, go sit in the pools and stuff.
Oh yeah, you know they got a barber. I'm there.
Okay, who's next? Currently, what's in your cup?
What's in your cup?
If you follow me on Twitter X. I posted something. I shared a post a while back about a charity that I like called Able Gamers are partnering up with this company right here.
Voodoo Ranger.
Voodoo Ranger.
Yeah, one of my favorite beers. So
okay.
I got this time it's the Fruit Force. It's Fruit Punch.
Fruit Force. I'm going to see if we got that out here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure you do. Crinley definitely lives in the Oregon of the East Coast, so.
Wow. Was that a burn? Hold on.
Hey, what that tastes like?
We figured out how to do all these other things.
What that tastes like? What that tastes like, Mr. Crinley? You got some berry flavors? What's on the back? Tell us what's in that.
I mean, it's a little fruit punchy on the back end. I mean, that's really all I got. It's like beer with a hint of fruit punch at the end.
That's okay. That sounds delicious.
No, it is. All right. And it's like 9.5%.
Sensei John, what is in your cup, my friend?
Oh, you know what I just noticed, though? I'm full screen, y'all.
Oh!
Hey! So he's really got a full cup.
My cup. I. That's a hint right there. I.
Wow.
You got to figure out. I want y'all to go back to episode 1, 2, or 3. You can figure out what's in my cup. If you figure out what's in my cup, what's in its store form, Sean?
We're gonna go ahead and give you
store
form. We're gonna give you that shout out on our next episode. We're gonna give you the horns. We're gonna give you the victory from Final Fantasy VII, and then we're gonna do our
finish him
from Mortal Kombat form.
Finish him.
Oh, that's a new one. I like that.
Hey. And you might get me shouting you out in my other voice.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, y'all want that one. Ooh, so yeah. Y'all better figure out what's in this motherfucking cup. I'm just saying.
Okay. Your last but not least, sir, what is in your cup?
So I've been kind of playing Jane, kind of doing the same thing every single day. So no offense to you, Mr. Sensei John. Much love. You know, my old Jameson Black Belt.
I'm honored. That was good. Shit.
You know, my typical is that Jameson Black Barrel, right? So, but okay. We went to the liquor store today because we made margaritas at family dinner tonight because we had fajitas celebrating my birthday because it was the first weekend back after our trip and my birthday and all that. Sitting there, I'm looking. I'm like, can I get something different for what's in your cup tonight? So I'm literally looking around, and you know, my favorite color is blue, right? So I picked up it's all in my cup now. I picked up blue acetone.
Oh, blue Hawaiian.
Yeah, it's a blue Hawaiian. It's got rum with blue curacao liqueur. You can ask Crinley and Sean, because they were there when I took the very first sip of it. I was like, oh, God damn!
I felt like I was breathing
fire for a minute, you know? But it's actually grown on me, so... But that's probably because it's like a 40% alcohol in it. So... It's pretty decent.
That's what's up.
Just beware of the first bite.
What you guys do notice, though, that it's... It's empty. The bottle's empty, so he's been
dipping on fofos.
Right. Okay. Let's go ahead and transition. We did, you know, talk about what's in our cup, and let's talk about men's health. So this right here is the topic that Njord God brought to the table, so we're going to go ahead and let him take it away. Njord, what you got?
So I wanted to get in. We had an episode prior about men's mental health. Right. And that brought up a lot of good aspects, things that guys absolutely just don't talk about very often at all. Actually, in fact, we're trained not to. Right. Growing up. Something that I have consistently been living and growing up and realizing is that men also don't talk about physical health with one another at all. Period. Okay, there's some things growing up through my life that I went and got checked out, and the dog's like, oh yeah, that shit's normal. Like, what the hell you mean that's normal? I feel like I'm dying, right? And they're like, oh no, nah, you'll be all right. Dear, would you just take this? You'll be good. But what I want to get into before we actually start talking about, you know, the taboo of talking about it and some of the things that I've gone through about not sharing, you know, and what that does to our next generation is the importance of keeping yourself healthy. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, participating in the Fat Guy Fitness or going in, shout out to Sean Flack and Fat Guy Fitness, y'all, or, you know, working out every day or the best of diets or that kind of stuff. I'm talking about, you know, I work blue collar, okay? And I'm around a lot of guys who are like, man, I haven't seen a doctor since 1877. I'm like, the fuck? What do you mean you've not seen a doctor since 1877? Yeah, why aren't you doing your yearly physical? Why aren't you, when something's going wrong, why aren't you going and getting it checked out? Okay? Our physical health, y'all, is so important. Our kids depend on us to be here. Our daughters, I've got a daughter, to walk her down the aisle. Okay? Your boys want to see you when they're graduating or when they get their first job or whatever the case may be. I haven't thought about boys yet and what their big accomplishments are. I've just thought about my daughter. But let's just be real, right? So what really got me on to think about men's health is about 4 months ago, I started realizing that, like, man, I am exhausted. Like, absolutely exhausted, right? And one of the first things that I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, well, no shit, you're tired. You work construction and you've got a two-year-old. Like, duh!
Makes sense to me.
Right? Yeah. No wonder you're tired. So I just kind of brushed everything off, right? But then I started noticing that it's like an unnatural tired. Like, I'm coming in, barely crawling through the door to get home. I veg out on the couch for dinner, put the baby to bed, and then I'm crawling to the bed myself to go get into bed to turn around and do everything all over again the next day, you know? And so what did I do? I finally was like, you know what? Forget this. I need to figure out what's going on. I told my doctor. I'm like, hey, I am exhausted and I have no clue why, other than the fact that, hey, I work construction and I've got a two-year-old, which are natural things, but is there anything else wrong? Right? And it just so started, he came back and he's like, we're going to do a full blood panel. Full-blown, like, open shot, blood panel for the exhaustion key triggers that they look for. And, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm waiting, right? They don't respond till Monday, and this happened on a Friday, so I'm like, Jesus, are they ever going to call me back? I get a call back, and I'm like, oh, well, you've got super low testosterone. Wow, really? Low testosterone? I've got a kid. Like, I'm good, you know? But no, they're like, hey, yeah, no, your testosterone was low. We want to do it again. Well, I had to wait 2 weeks just because of the way, like, I'm able to get in there with my schedule. So I get in there, and that next Monday I get a call back. Like, hey, yeah, you've got super low testosterone. So you're starting testosterone shots once a week, and you're giving yourself the shot, right? And, oh, yeah, I shoot myself in the arm with a needle, dude. It's freaking fantastic. I feel like a drug addict, but I'm not. but here's what I'll tell you, and on top of that, right, they've got me signed up to go do a sleep study, see if I've got sleep apnea or anything like that in May. I would have never known, right? The basic root cause of being tired. Hey, you work manual labor and you've got a toddler. No shit, you're tired.
Right.
Right? Never would have sat here and thought, hey, low testosterone at all. But I'll tell you what, I'm 3 weeks in now on taking my testosterone shots. And I take my shots on Tuesdays. That's just kind of the day that I was like, all right, yeah, I'll pick that day. I feel myself getting a little tired, right, as I get closer to Tuesday. But, dude, those next couple days are just like, I'm good to go. Like, let's freaking do this shit, right? My wife isn't too fond of me because there's some other symptoms of having normal testosterone that she's having to work a little extra hard on.
I'm done with you. Right, I'm done with you.
But other than that, you know, I'm able to keep up with the kid. You know, I'm able to go work a full day at work, come home, and as long as I haven't screwed up a muscle on myself, I'm able to keep up and do things and help around the house and do all the things that I need to be doing as a dad. But guess what? I had to go see a damn doctor.
Right.
right? I couldn't put it off. It the only way I was going to find it was through a blood test. And I don't know how many of us other blue collar workers have just a blood laboratory in our houses that just like, oh, hey, I'm not feeling well. Yeah, that's what it is. We don't have that.
Right.
But yet, as a guy, having heard from this older generation for so long of like, no, I'll go to the doctor when I'm dead, you know, or when I cut a limb off is when I'll go to the doctor. Right. The farmers are the worst. Absolutely the worst. Like, I don't have time to go stop this bleeding from my neck. I've got a calf birthing.
Right.
Rub some dirt on it and keep on going.
Right. But that's not healthy. For real. Right. It's not healthy. And I'm not saying that the answer is pills or medication or anything like that. I'm not saying that's always the answer. But I'm saying it's good to have a reason.
Yep. For sure. Just kind of piggybacking off, like, I get exactly what you're saying. Like, my dad was the same way. You know, my dad was born in 1929, so, you know, I mean, he was all about that holistic. I mean, my dad smoked like a chimney till he passed away, but he passed away at 93. So, you know, they don't make them like they used to, you know. And, you know, with all the stuff that's in our food and our environment and things like that, there's just, we don't ever think about like the difference in changes and whatever and the examples that we got through me growing up. I don't think I've ever seen my dad go to the hospital. As I think about it, I don't remember not one time he was in the hospital that didn't happen to coincide with like I didn't bust my head open or something. But like him actually going to the hospital, I can't remember a time he did.
For himself.
Yeah, for himself. You know what I'm saying? And you know, maybe because you know, it could be a financial thing too. Like, if you don't got health insurance, you know, I'm not gonna go to the doctor every year and spend $250-$300 for a checkup if I know I'm fairly healthy. So you know, there's other aspects to it as well than just like this taboo of being a man, you know.
But I want to counteract that just for a second, bud, because my grandfather felt like he was healthy too. Come find out, he had prostate cancer.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that. You know, I mean, like, just it's just to me that generation of the man's man. Of, you know, these guys are coming out of like the Great Depression, and these guys are coming out of the war times, and they're, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can't show weakness. Like, that's the taboo. Like, when you brought up this thing to me, it was like, man, you know, just this generation that we just talked about mental health, it was the same way with physical health too. Like, I didn't go to the hospital, or, you know, as a man didn't go to the hospital till they passed out. Like, literally, right. And they don't know why. And was it, right, you know, cancer or a congenital, what is that? A heart disease.
General heart failure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so that, or, you know, and we didn't know about these things. And again, you know, men being men, we're supposed to be providers and strong or whatever. Ain't no doctor gonna tell me nothing. And that's just the mentality that they had. So I could see where, to me, like, it's almost like culturally in our head to be a man's man, you're not gonna show weakness. And I ain't gonna lie to you, they don't build them like they used to. Literally, my dad.
Not even for any one of us here.
Right.
And that's not a dig at any of you at all. It's just the way that our environment has changed. It's made us
right.
We're sickly.
hold on real quick while you talk about that. Hold on, I gotta get this.
But Sean, let me ask you a question. What's something that if you wouldn't have gotten checked up that wouldn't have been found?
I'm diabetic. I got diagnosed, you know, just going to a regular physical. Like, I did martial arts my whole life. And I've always been a plus-size model. Let's be very clear about that. You know what I'm saying? There's much more of me.
I like how you put that, dog.
Yeah, there's much more of me to love. Right?
Hell yeah.
I mean, so, you know, I mean, but then I have good genes. You know, my dad, you know, like you said, he smoked till, you know what I'm saying, till he's 93 years old. You know, but my mom, she's born in the islands. And during the time that she was, you know, born, like, you know, during that World War II era around that, a lot of culturally, like, I don't know what y'all know what spam is. Y'all know spam?
Oh, God, I hate spam.
You know what I'm saying? But in our culture, in the island culture, that's what the meat is.
Dude, that's sold at spam sandwiches are sold in McDonald's out there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you could spam breakfast and all that stuff, right?
Like spam with white rice is like
So, it's a delicacy.
Oh man.
Right. So
it should be.
But in our culture, I mean, but that's high sodium processed meat. And that's what they used to feed soldiers, right? Like back in the World War II days, you know, when they're, you know, fighting across the Pacific, that's what they had to eat. I mean, but these are soldiers, right? I mean, they going through 10,000 calories a day or whatever. That's what they need to sustain themselves. But culturally, we're eating it as a delicacy, as it's a treat or whatever. And then, of course, through the generations, you know, we have high blood pressure. We have this. We have that. And, you know, so diabetes, you know, it's on my mom's side. My dad didn't have it. But I wouldn't have known, until I got a blood test for it. So I got diagnosed with diabetes at 35. So when I was a little bit older. And that kind of crushed my soul. Because I'm like, damn. I mean, you know, it's like one of those things where, oh, you're pre-diabetic. You got to watch your sugars. Ah, you know, whatever. I'm a man's man, right? Next thing you know, boom, you crossed over, you know. And, you know, for me, you know, Sensei John brings it up all the time. My wife, actually, she was diabetic. She went and got, she had got a bariatric surgery to kind of help bring her weight down, to help control her diabetes. And I was in denial about my diabetes. And my wife kind of helped me through, like, this is what it is. This is what, you know, go to these classes, do this, do that, just to help control your blood sugars. Because if your blood sugars gets too high, it's like having glass go through your arteries. And obviously those cause more problems. So being diabetic was one. And, you know, like I said, the studies, I'm going to quote no specific studies, but a lot of people have diabetes that are undiagnosed. With our Western type of diet, and, you know, bigger is more, you know. So that's one thing. And then the other thing was sleep apnea, you know.
Okay.
I went and got a sleep study done, just like what you said yours is. You're going to have yours in May. I work in transportation. So I let the hospital know, hey, I'm in transportation. I need this for my job. So they kind of streamlined me. They're going to kick me out 3 months versus like 3 days. Because I told them it was for work. But, you know, I snore, you know. So, you know, the wife don't like that. But when they did a little sleep study, they said, like, I was right on the cusp of having sleep apnea. But having a CPAP machine helps. And that helps with me being tired and things like that, too. Making sure I get enough good sleep. And, you know, that was, you know, if you guys, do any of you guys have a CPAP? Well, I know Nior doesn't if you didn't do the sleep study, but it's like this rig they put on your face. And yeah,
my dad has a CPAP.
Okay. And it's very uncomfortable. Like, especially if you're not used to, or you can't sleep without, you know, if you're irritated or something like that, you really can't good sleep if something's touching you. It is definitely something to get used to, but I definitely have gotten used to it, and I use it, and I can feel the difference. So, you know.
It's just like the full goes over your mouth and nose, or just your nose?
Just my nose. Just have
okay, yeah. My grandpa had one. It was like, it went over his mouth and nose, and I got the one that just goes over your nose, and it's like, so it's a lot more bearable, I would think.
I like I said, I've gotten used to it to where it's nothing to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind it at all.
We'll have to talk CPAP here off air.
For you, you'll probably want the nose one just because you have a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get a good seal around your mouth because of your mustache and your beard. So
right. Yeah, but even the mustache with the nose one still sucks because, like, right here, mine rubs.
Right.
But, I mean, it's one of those, it sucks, but you get used to it.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel better when you wake up?
I do. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the oldest in the group, and I mean, I'm overweight, and I'm probably the heaviest in the group as well. So I have knee issues and ankle issues. And, you know, like I said, my last martial art I trained in was Muay Thai. So we're just smashing our legs. Yeah, I mean, I feel better as far as like not being foggy or anything like that. Not feeling like it's a different type of exhausted, tired when you're that versus like physically tired, like your muscles are tired. So at this point for me, it's either here nor there. You know, I still get up, like I had to like pop my ankle or something, like pop, pop. Okay, I think I'm good to you know what I'm saying? So it is worth it. I will say that I did have seen a difference. And again, I wouldn't have, I would not have known had I not gone to the doctor. So
Sensei John, my friend. I was coming at you, Sensei.
Right, what's up?
Do you have anything that a doctor has found that you wouldn't have known unless the doctor sat there? Or are you the type of person that doesn't go to the doctor?
Well, if you must ask.
I am.
I do go to the doctor every year.
Okay.
Let me see. Last year I was feeling a little like something here in my gallstone or kidney. No, not kidney, but liver area.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Did I hear you say ballstone?
Gall.
No, call. Gall. Oh, I was about to say pause.
Good pause. Anyway, gallstone area. And what am I? Probably the second oldest. You know? I've been around for a little time. But yeah. And I was just like, damn, what is this? So I went to the doctor. She checked my gallstone and had my gallbladder. I didn't have any gallstones, whatever, because she thought that's what it was. She checked my, I did a blood, I gave blood, and what we found out, I was just like producing a little bit more creatine. Than you just like a smidge creatine than usual. She told me to, you know, stay on my water, cut out all the like fatty, like greasy foods and stuff. And I went back and everything came back normal.
Cut out all the good stuff is what she told you.
Yeah. And all the good stuff, you know, like the pizza, arrivederci, the pizza, the fried chicken, you know what I mean? The macaroni and cheese, all that good shit. You gotta stop that in order to come take this test. You know what I mean? Right. Hey, no, but honestly, I'm a little, and y'all can't tell because my physique. I'm a little overweight, just a little bit. But anyway, a little overweight, but I've been cutting back on what I've been eating and everything. So I went to go take the test and everything came back normal. The water, because I used to drink gallons of water. So back in before the pandemic, the unspoken word, the pandemic, I was in great physical health. Great. Six-pack. Bing, bang, boom. Wow. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like, that was the first six-pack I ever had. I'll show you some pictures. Pause. In the chat.
Right. Pause. Pause on that.
I was out in Hawaii, like, flexing on these moms. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, man,
the last time I saw mine was 2009, so.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Like 2019, so that was 10 years after. But it was the best physical health that I ever been in, because I ate right, I ate clean, chicken and fish, cucumbers. I had this little green juice mix. It was great. Me and my wife was on it because we really wanted to. We go to Hawaii every year, and in that particular year. It was funny because she didn't even work out, but she was just like in great shape because I was doing all the cooking and she was getting a little less than me. I was like, ooh, I'm about to, she didn't even know what it was. So I was giving her like 4 ounces of meat. You know what I mean? It's a vegetables.
Oh, so you was holding out is what you was doing.
Oh, just a little bit, you know, just to get her, you know. Hey,
man, this kid likes to get himself in trouble.
I already told her this. I was being a little
Or shorter.
My wife was looking good, boy. I tell you, boy. Anyway, but yeah, she was. We were like really on a good path, and then the pandemic kind of did us in. Well, I ain't gonna lie, that did us. Me, she had a baby in the pandemic and snapped back using the method I gave her.
Wow,
you rubber band.
You know, like that. You know what I mean? Y'all hear that?
No,
your pop filter speaking. Actually stops that. Yeah,
that's cool. But anyway, so I was in great health, and then the pandemic kind of did me in. And once I got over the little hump, you know, I kind of like humped out. You know what I mean? The stomach came out, the sides came back out. Pow, pow. You know how the love professor handles. Is? Little nutty professor. Oh, after you got big and you that's how I felt. I'm just saying though. That's how I felt. But anyway, I'm trying to get back into that shape again. Because I got multiple kids now. You know, one is away, but now that other one had filled the spot, and he's a little bit more like, pew, pew, you know what I mean? I don't have all the time I used to have when 1, 2, 3, that Sean, if for y'all that can't see this, Sean is doing some exercises.
Which, one tub it.
Oh, I didn't want to say it. Two tub it. Come on, folks. Three,
you plotting on me, boy.
Ass size. Anyway, so that was me before. This is me after. You know, I'm trying to get back in better shape. Let me see. I went to the doctor one time. I think it was before the pandemic. She said I was overweight, but I was in great shape. But they were going by European standards.
Wow.
And I was like, wait a minute. So, you know, I cut a little bit more, and, you know, I kind of got, you know, a little too skinny for myself. You know what I mean? I think I got down to like 167. That was the lowest. I haven't been that low since middle school.
165, but I got down. I was like the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Man, they try and tell me that they want me at 135, and like in the 130s. I'm like, you're smoking some good shit.
Yeah, I gotta like, be smoking that crack in order to get down there.
I'd be comfortable getting back down to like in the 160s, and I'd be Gucci.
Yeah. So that was one of the things that, you know, I go to the doctor every year. I go get my physical, go get my blood work, make sure, you know, my eyesight is right. You know what I mean? I'm actually due for another good eyesight here. One of the things I enjoy doing is going to the dentist, though. You know, so our physical health is about our teeth, too. You know, everything starts with our mouth. Not only do we absorb things through our hands and pause. Come on, man.
No, bro. I'm